Expressed in our talk shows are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. Welcome to your Life Progress Guide, a one-hour healthy living show that brings it all together. Your mental health, your emotional health, and of course your physical health. We'll guide you to achieving your life goals, finding your dream career, overcoming adversity when your life is on a roller coaster. Your Life Progress Guide. And now, here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Hello, and a very happy, healthy, and successful new year, 2008, to all our listeners. And we're moving right along, starting our new year with wealth management expert Catherine Avery. Catherine is the president of Catherine Avery Investment Management in New Canaan, Connecticut, and she's a 25-year investment veteran. And a little bit about Catherine. Her investment career and credentials are very, very broad. She has worked for a number of leading U.S. investment firms, including Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Shearson Lehman Houghton, and Prudential Securities. So please welcome Catherine Avery, a skilled and seasoned investment professional, and thank you for being here today, Catherine.
Thank you, Marietta. I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. May we have the bell? We're starting the new year, 2008. We're moving mountains and millions today, Catherine. Isn't that a fact?
Yes, it is.
Great. I'm so glad you were able to make it. January 2nd, our first show this year. And before we get into discussing, and that's why Catherine is here today, to give some very valuable tips, because she created a program called FACTS, and that's all about how to hire the right professional portfolio manager. But before we do that, before we get into the nitty-gritty, please explain to our listeners what type of portfolios you've handled and the diversification, as well as the rarity, the credentials that you have. Would you talk about that, please?
Sure, Marietta. I've had a very exciting career, and this has been my passion in life. I've been working on Wall Street since I'm 18 years old.
There you go.
I've managed portfolios as small as $100,000 up to mutual funds, which have several billion dollars working on a team.
The bell, get the bell. All right.
And like I said, it's all been a wonderful journey. And in between all of that, I've had the opportunity to manage a natural resource fund. I've managed mutual funds that were income-based, that included both stocks and bonds, different types of bonds. Let's see, what else? I've managed international portfolios, large cap stocks, mid-cap stocks. And as I said, this has been my passion, and the more knowledge I have, the more exciting it is for me.
What made you go into this business? I mean, 25 years ago, it was still the era where women were not entering the financial business. It was still rare, right? What made you actually, why?
It was a stroke of luck, and I have to tell you, it's an interesting story. I was going to school at New York University, living in New York City, and anybody who lives in New York City knows how expensive it is to live there, so just imagine for a college kid being in New York City. And a cousin of mine said, you know, we have a job opening at my company downtown on the Wall Street area. Do you want to come and work there? And all I knew was I needed a paycheck, and I said, sure, why not? It turned out I went to work for the Oppenheimer Funds. Mm-hmm. And I just fell in love with the business. I love the excitement. I love the research involved.
Yeah, you are, and I meant to say that in the beginning. Catherine has a degree in finance from New York University. She's also a member of the CFA Institute and the New York Society of Security Analysts and the Stanford CFA Society. What is the CFA Society? What does it stand for?
CFA stands for Certified Financial Analyst.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to mention that because we're just very glad to have you here today, because you actually started your own company, which
yes.
is Catherine Avery Investment Management. And today you're really giving us valuable tips on how to hire the right professional portfolio manager, because that's something that people will listen to today. I am absolutely certain. Because people are unhappy. Some people are unhappy with their portfolio manager. And why?
I think there's several reasons for that. Sometimes they don't take the time to do the due diligence. I mean, finances are often a topic that people like to avoid. It scares them. They almost kind of wish that they can kind of tuck it away. And they sort of just grasp at the first person that's put in front of them. I always suggest to people that they try and look for somebody who shares the same values that they have. It's very important that you bond with your financial professional. In that way, you will have more success over the long term. This is somebody that you want to help take you through all stages of life, through the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
And things do come up. You know, during that you know, if you remember the game board life, you get married, you have children, people get sick, people die. Inevitably, all of us are going to be touched by one of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And they can affect our financial picture. You want somebody that you feel comfortable with talking about these things, talking about things, your dreams, your goals.
Now, I spent 19 years in the financial arena, and I'm not quite sure if I remember that people in general have a problem talking about their finances. I don't remember right this second, but is that something that people in general have? They don't like to talk about the money? People have a problem with it?
I don't know if so much from an emotional standpoint, but it's just something that they just rather avoid. I would say it's kind of akin to like some people just don't like to exercise in the morning. They know that they have to exercise, but they just don't feel like doing it. Or they should really stay away from sugar, but they just don't do it.
Yeah, I remember some people hate to talk about or share how much their annual income is.
Right, sometimes that's true.
Some people are just really adamant about that. Mm-hmm. But people sometimes brag about their investments.
Yes.
And so forth in great deal, whether it's true or not. But
yes,
people brag as to what they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
But going back to what we were saying as to how to pick a right professional, we really need to find a professional. I need to find a professional that will listen to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
That's number one.
Right. Simply because we all have different situations. We're married, divorced.
Right.
We've never been married. We're a senior. We have different lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
So, and here I am with $1 million-plus portfolio. And what do? I take the folder under my arm and go to the local bank. What do I do? What do I do, Catherine?
Well, when you get there, there are several questions that you can ask. And I developed this acronym called FACTS.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take each of the letter of the word FACTS, it can kind of guide you through a checklist of things that you can ask for. For example, the first letter, F, stands for fees and flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know how much you're going to be charged for this person's services. If you were going out to buy a car, you would certainly go and check with two or three different people and get a price on that car before you made your final decision. I always suggest that people do the same thing with a financial advisor. Interview two or three different people, find out what they're charging you to get their advice.
So in other words, we go, let's say the scenario, we go to the local bank, I give them the manager my portfolio, and I should ask, well, how much will it cost me if you handle it? Is that the right question?
Yes. And also be careful about hidden fees. Sometimes the fees are actually embedded in, let's say, even like the mutual fund that you might be purchasing. They might say, oh, there's no fee here. But when you start to dig a little bit further and look into the prospectus, you find out that there's 12b-1 expenses and there's an expense ratio. If it seems like there's no fee, ask the person to walk through the prospectus with you.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not going to a local bank, because where should I go come to a person like yourself? Because why? What is the difference if I go to a private portfolio investment manager, mm-hmm, versus if I go to a bank?
oftentimes with a private portfolio manager, the fees are a lot lower. Remember, in this case, you're kind of cutting out the middleman. So that fee doesn't have to get sliced and diced into so many different people. You know, there's that one person that's working at that firm, and generally the fees are a lot lower.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember in my insurance and mortgage days, banks do sell insurance and so forth, but to have the right person, since I'm very fluent in that area, mm-hmm. I know to ask the right question, and I find more and more, and this is my personal opinion that I'm giving now, that people are not experienced. People that sit on the platform, they're not experienced mm-hmm. in the products or in life situations. That is so important that you recognize a certain life situation and know what product to take from the portfolio to offer right. that to the client.
Right.
So I'm fluent in that area for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I know how to ask, so I know exactly if somebody is on top of things and has experience, or somebody that just in a position and has to sell me that product.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I'm just really scared. I don't want to give my money to somebody who's not experienced.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you should always ask that question too, Marietta. Mm-hmm. You know, how many years of experience do you have in this field? How long have you been doing this? You know, for a lot of financial professionals, it is a second career. You want to make sure if it is a second career for them that they have at least 7 to 10 years. You know, it takes 7 to 10 years for an investment professional to finally become seasoned. I also bring that into the other thing that F stands for in the facts is flexibility.
Right.
You want to know that your financial professional has the ability to take you and your portfolio through several life situations if needed. You want to make sure that when that portfolio is put into place from you from day one, if you ask the question, what happens if tomorrow I decide that I no longer want to work for this big giant company and I want to start my own business and I need to get income from this portfolio, can you do that without totally disturbing my portfolio?
Okay.
Can you make small changes to that portfolio so that it can meet my goals for a short-term period of time? Or do you have to totally turn over that portfolio and create something new?
Okay, question. Your portfolio amount starts at what level?
100,000.
100,000.
Yes.
So let's say we have a scenario, that's what I'm working towards, mm-hmm. a scenario where two people have saved and they start a business. And that's a real case scenario, by the way.
Yes.
Right. So what was their need at that particular moment? They needed the cash out of the portfolio? Is that what they needed? Or what was their situation?
They wanted to receive income off of the portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
They did not want to take big dollars out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, from a portfolio that was once geared towards focusing on just growth, it's now a portfolio that has transitioned to focusing on more dividend-type paying stocks and a higher concentration of bonds in the portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So now that client receives a monthly check from that portfolio.
Mm-hmm. A substantial amount of money, and so he or she or both people were able to pay bills with it, or
right,
pay
and supplement their income.
Was a supplement, for,
right?
For
this, in this case, it was a supplement of income.
Uh huh. Now, the question is, what products were within that portfolio that caused the flexibility?
Well, the product, and this is the interesting thing. In my firm, I don't sell any product.
Mm-hmm.
I simply buy stocks, bonds, and exchange-traded funds for clients. So there is no product.
Oh, I called it products. forgive me. I am not speaking of them.
These are all individually managed portfolios.
Right.
So I'm able to slightly shift some of the workings in that portfolio to meet their new needs. Versus if a client were sometimes in a product, that entire product may have to be sold and transferred into something else.
That is my mindset.
Right.
So, but we did talk about a little bit on the telephone today. In what scenario would a whole portfolio have to be sold? What in what scenario would that give me an idea?
Off the top of my head, I'd probably have to say if somebody was in true dire need of income, sometimes maybe bankruptcy situations.
Okay.
A client's entire portfolio may have to be sold. Client's loss of a job.
Okay. Now, I'd like to get back to the life situations. We're going to go for a quick break. Thank you for tuning in to 1490 WGCH, your Life Progress Guide.
This program is sponsored by KMAR Educational Service, www.kmareducation.org. That's KMAREducation.org.
From the WGCH Traffic Center, well, this afternoon it looks like the ride on the Connecticut Turnpike is building up a bit north at exit 12 up to 14. Then again, 19 heading up towards the Fairfield rest area. Merritt Parkway bunching up a bit through Westport. And then again, heading into the Fairfield area. The post road traffic still in decent shape. We have no problems to report locally around Greenwich and Stamford. Metro-North trains are fine. Flight delays at Newark, 1 hour's worth on arrivals. And I'm Matt Ward, 1490 WGCH.
Here is the WGCH Weather Center forecast brought to you by your Tri-State Mercedes-Benz dealers. The all-new Mercedes-Benz C-Class sedan has arrived. Available in a sport and luxury model, the C-Class offers the performance, value, and safety you would expect from Mercedes-Benz.
Updated weather forecast for tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures falling into the lower teens. Sunny weather, bitterly cold, highs only lower 20s on Thursday. Sunny into the lower 30s by Friday. Steve Pelletieri, Jr. Weather Center Forecast, 1490 WGCH.
You're invited to listen to the CEO Show every Friday afternoon at 4. Host Robert Reese, featured on CNBC's Profiles in America, as well as in numerous publications, including the Harvard Business Review, will, through interviews with America's leading CEOs, show you how to improve the CEO or the customer experience organization of your company or business. Learn how to look best to your customer. Tune into the CEO Show every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, right here on 1490. WGCH.
And we're back. I'm Marietta Camera. I'm your Life Progress Guide host. And with us today is Catherine Avery. She is an investment portfolio management manager from New Canaan, Connecticut. Welcome.
Thank you, Marietta.
Catherine. And we're talking about how to hire a portfolio of professional portfolio manager. That's what we're talking about today, and Catherine has some great tips, and she has actually developed a system called FACS, and F stands for flexibility and fees. Watch out for the fees we were talking about before the break.
Right.
And the flexibility, I do have some questions on the flexibility.
Okay.
When your life situation, and I hope I'm understanding this correctly, when your life situation changes, different events happening. Mm-hmm. You need flexibility. So what do? You come to Catherine, and what do you do?
Right. You make sure you find a financial professional who can manipulate your portfolio to address different financial situations. Oftentimes, clients will go to a financial advisor, and the money is put with a third party. And we'll get into that a little bit further. But often, the client never meets this third party. And the money is managed just for one specific reason. And that's all that portfolio manager does. And then when the client's needs change, it's generally not something that that manager addresses. And sometimes the portfolio has to be turned over and sold out and put with another money manager to meet the new needs.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is, Catherine. Yeah, the more I talk to you, the more I learn about all of that. So that's what you mean with flexibility.
Right. Someone like myself who has the ability to manage different type of portfolios could take a client through the different life situations and maintain continuity for the client.
So a third party wouldn't have that flexibility?
No. Generally not.
Okay. So the fees and flexibilities we covered, what are some of the other things that FACS stand for?
Well, A stands for accessibility. You want to know that you have access to your money if you need it. You need to find out up front from people that if you need to take out your money, that you can get it in a very short-term period of time, and that you don't have any what we would call lockup period, where there's a 3, sometimes 6-month period of time where you can't pull your money out. You want to also know if there's going to be any exit fees if you pull your money out.
Are there exit fees generally?
You have to ask from time to time, depending upon how a mutual fund's been set up or how that money manager operates, there could be exit fees.
Okay. Let's say, for instance, I want to pull all my money out and go to South America. Let's say far away, someplace. Is that possible? Can I pull my money out of everything? Can I get my money tomorrow?
Catherine Avery, you can.
Well, that's good to know. You just never know, because all the various life situations.
Right.
Yeah. And let us just go into, let's say, for instance, loss of a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It totally changes your lifestyle.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you pull all your entire portfolio out. But how does it, what impact does a loss of a loved one have on a portfolio?
It can have many things. And, you know, I'm talking in generalities here now because everyone's mm-hmm. situation is very unique. But oftentimes it depends at what stage in life that person died. Was this somebody who was still bringing in a big income to the family?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, then you need to work out ways so that portfolio can supplement the income of a family. Oftentimes, people then start to think about, since they're the last one left, what's going to happen when I die? Is it maybe possible that I would like to give away some of my money now to my children or grandchildren? So there's so many things that really come into
You're
play.
You're absolutely right. And now, you know what comes to my mind? 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember when many women were left with children.
Yes.
And now they're in the driver's seat in apostrophes, where they have to worry about children's college and so mm-hmm. forth. So, of course, that is a different need versus when somebody is a little older.
Right.
Yeah. I can understand that. So that there is the portfolio has to be redone and really to really generate
higher income
right. in a shorter period of time.
Right.
Even though the investments are long term, but still, mm-hmm. Maybe we have 10 years till the first child goes to college.
Right.
Yeah. So that all you would all look at that. You would take a look at that.
Absolutely. And even there are some situations where when one spouse dies, the surviving spouse says, well, maybe I don't need this big house anymore. Maybe it's time for me to downsize. And then there's extra money left over from the house mm-hmm. that has to be re-put into an investment portfolio. So that's another thing to possibly think about.
Right. Now, what always worries me is when we get ill. I mean, really, mm-hmm. where the illness stays with us for a long time. Let's say such as a stroke.
Right.
So, and you're constantly in need of care. Now, portfolio can really shrink.
Yes.
So what do you recommend with something like that?
Well, hopefully this person has had disability insurance.
I hope so, too.
If they haven't, then it becomes a tough thing to have to tell a client that, look, you may be needing to draw down the assets in your portfolio. You would certainly have to move the portfolio to a more conservative type nature. Again, higher concentration of bonds in the portfolio, certainly dividend paying stocks. You know, we always have to be careful that we have some sort of asset in the portfolio that grows faster than inflation. You got to be careful of getting too conservative with people's money, because otherwise we run through it. And it doesn't keep up with the inflation.
Right. For instance, when we get sick, let's say, and I can only speak for myself, mm-hmm. stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're out of work for a long time, and you
right.
may be out of work indefinitely,
mm-hmm.
and all you have is your savings, and you have a high mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So that you at some point fall behind,
yes.
and that you have to dig into savings.
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
That goes without saying. And
mm-hmm.
I think you and I can do the numbers how long something would, even with millions in a portfolio, it will go
yes,
at some
will.
Point. Yeah. And that's something maybe for a later show to talk about insurance and how to cover and self-fund and everything. Now, what about caring for an elderly parent? Let's say, for instance, when you you have a situation where, well, mom and dad funds are, even though they saved, but they don't have enough to go through living an independent lifestyle.
Right.
Or maybe even considering a nursing home. So, and you're paying for it.
Yes.
As a child, you're paying for it. We have to go for a break, Mark? No? No, not yet. Okay. So, what happens then when you have something like that, an elderly parent where you're funding from the portfolio?
Yeah. Again, that's another situation where the portfolio might have to go to more of an income generation. Depends how, you know, what the expenses are and whether or not, you know, you have a sibling that's nice enough to share it with you. Sometimes people are lucky there's more than one sibling involved in sharing the care. At times it could mean maybe just one lump sum that's going out of the portfolio. At other times it might be an ongoing thing.
Right, because there are enough situations out there with a large lump sum of money,
yes,
that generates a monthly income that,
yes,
that could cover a nursing home, mm-hmm, or independent help for the home.
Right.
Yeah, so we won't go into any details today. Now, when you're closer to retirement, people do get concerned whether they have saved enough or not. How do you feel about that?
Generally, you know, as my clients get to about 50, 55, I generally start asking them, so what are your retirement plans? And sometimes for many, it's just too soon to ask, but it's starting to plant the seeds to get people to think early enough about how do you envision your lifestyle when you retire, if and when that time comes? Do you want to live in your current home? Do you want to move to another state? Do you want to travel around the world? So the earlier you start thinking about this and envisioning what your ideal retirement situation would be like, the easier it will be for once you get there. Because then you could start saying, well, do I need to ramp up my savings for this? Do I need to make changes in my portfolio? Do I need to get more aggressive maybe to meet those retirement needs?
People don't talk to one another how they want to retire, where they want to go. They don't even talk about doing a will. Even 80 or 90-year-old. We had a great show with Jacqueline Marcel a few months ago, and Jacqueline Marcel's experience was the same. People don't talk about this kind of stuff. You know, they have a problem. Again, now that reminds me, they have a problem addressing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? It's not till financial professionals talk about it, you know, remind you of all of that.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing.
And you have to keep reminding people, too, because, again, you know, everybody wants to kind of push that off.
Yeah, that's great. I know Bob Small is signaling we have to go for a break. Thank you for tuning in to 1490 WGCH, your Life Progress Guide.
This program is sponsored by KMAR Educational Service, www.kmareducation.org. That's KMAREducation.org.
Here is the WGCH Weather Center forecast brought to you by Centrum Silver. New age adjusted Centrum Silver with combinations of vitamins and minerals better balanced to work together from A to zinc.
Updated weather forecast for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures falling into the lower teens. Sunny weather, bitterly cold, highs only lower 20s on Thursday. Sunny into the lower 30s by Friday. Steve Pelletieri, Jr., Weather Center Forecast, 1490 WGCH.
Hi, this is Bill Evans, Senior Meteorologist for Channel 7's Eyewitness News, inviting you to listen to Keeping the Rumor of God Alive, which airs every Sunday morning at 8:45 right here on 1490 WGCH. The show is hosted by Ken Kiefer, and this week I'm calling for a 100% chance of inspiration early in the show with a strong possibility of scattered laughter throughout. So tune in to Keeping the Rumor of God Alive this Sunday morning at 8:45 on 1490 WGCH.
We're back. I'm Marietta Camera. I have with me Catherine Avery. She's the president of Catherine Avery Investment Management of New Canaan, Connecticut. Welcome, Catherine. And I do want to mention your website, www.CatherineAveryInvest.com. www.Catherine, that's with a C, she always says, CatherineAveryInvest.com. And thank you for being here today. We're talking about how to hire a professional portfolio manager. And you developed actually a, what would you call it?
An acronym.
Okay. It's called FACTS. And F stands for fees and flexibility. Mm-hmm. A stands for?
Accessibility.
Accessibility. C stands for communication. Now, we didn't talk about that yet. Okay.
Communication is probably the most important of all of these. Know the person that you're working with. How long have they been in the business? How many clients do they have? Do you enjoy talking with this person? You're going to be spending a lot of time with this person and hopefully many, many years, taking you through many life changes. You want to be able to speak with them. Do they share the same values as you do?
Give me a scenario on that. In other words, if you, what do you mean you have to share, I have to share the same values? What do you mean by that? I was confused about that.
Well, it's actually kind of broad in scope. I mean, even things, little things like, do they share the same family values that you have? Are they family people? How do they manage their own money?
Yeah. That definitely would interest me.
Are they aggressive? Are they conservative?
Yeah.
And you kind of fit into that. I mean, because usually if you have an aggressive mentality and that person does, that's probably a good fit. Mm-hmm. But trying to take an aggressive person and trying to get them to manage money conservatively is pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're actually kind of going against their natural
inclinations.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
So that's why you really need to talk to people. And you don't want, because you don't want to be steered into your thinking into somebody else's.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't work.
Right.
It would not. It's like putting a propeller. Your propeller onto that person. No, it won't work.
Right.
I've experienced that. It's not going to work.
And you want someone that you feel comfortable with. You know, not everybody is financially savvy. I mean, a lot of people like to read up on the topic. But other people don't have an interest, and that's fine. But if you have a question, you want to feel comfortable in asking that question. You want to be able to sit there and take notes if you have to take notes.
Now, you've been in the business, in the investment business, for 25 years. Mm. You worked for Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Shearson Lehman Hutton, Prudential Securities. You've handled millions of dollars, billions, really. Could we have the bell? Thank you. Thank you. Catherine, you're laughing. It's the truth. Yeah? And also you have a global experience. Mm. And could you talk about the your rare credential, how you can move within the investment?
I mentioned to you before, Marietta, I have experience managing a natural resource fund. I had experience managing international stocks, large-cap stocks, mid-cap stocks, income-oriented stocks, dividend-type paying stocks. And that has enabled me to be able to manage different types of portfolios and even within one portfolio kind of have a combination of different things going on. So at any given point, if a client needs to shift their financial focus, I have the capabilities to do that.
Right. I wanted you to explain that again for our listeners who just turned in. So I think that is so important that you're such a seasoned individual and with the broad credentials. So, okay, we were at the communication. It's so important. Yes, it is so important that I feel comfortable, mm-hmm. that a person feel comfortable. And a person, I can imagine that person even becomes just like a personal friend, like a doctor.
Right, and they should basically become an extension of your family.
I really believe that because I want that if anything changes. And many things change over the course of our lifetime, I want to be able to call you up and say, Catherine, we need to do things a little differently. I mm-hmm. don't like my job anymore. My job, after 30 years I've had it, I want to go into business.
Right.
And I want to be able to build it. Mm-hmm. And you would be able to help that person rearrange the portfolio?
Yes.
According whatever needs they
right.
may have.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, what does, still talking about facts, what does the T stand for?
Can we go back to the
yes,
C again?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, sorry.
Because this is a really important point.
Sorry about that.
You also want to know who will be making the actual decisions in your portfolio to buy the stocks and bonds. Oftentimes, investment professionals will hand off the investment decisions to a third party, such as a mutual fund. You might wind up with a mutual fund, or you might wind up with a third-party money management firm where your assets are being invested. You want to know if your financial advisor has ever met these people. How will they communicate your needs to these people? One of the things I found fascinating when I was managing mutual funds was that it was a lot of money, and I had thousands and thousands of shareholders. I never once met one of them.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So it was really incumbent upon the investment advisor that these shareholders acquired me through to get information about how the mutual fund was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of due diligence does your financial professional do when selecting money managers and mutual funds? Know who's managing your money.
Okay.
And oftentimes, ask if you can meet the person making the decisions in your portfolio. Remember, it is your money after all.
Can you imagine somebody going into a local bank mm-hmm. and asking to meet the chain of commands? Just
right.
think about it.
Right.
It's almost comical because that will never happen.
Right.
Yeah, because it's just not done that way,
mm-hmm.
but it should be done that
it
way.
It should be done that
that's,
way.
That's right, because it is our money. It's our money. We worked hard for it.
Yes.
Yeah, and I do want to know who manages my money.
Right.
Yeah, and now that we've set it out in the open, I don't think that's so unusual.
Right.
You know, I should do that sometimes. I want to meet all the people who handle my money. And your portfolio ranges, you start from 100,000?
Yes.
Yeah. And what are some of the highest amounts that you've handled and moved around, if you will?
Well, when I was working with the Van Kampen Group, I was on a team that managed over $14 billion in assets.
Mm-hmm.
When I was part of Morgan Stanley, I was personally responsible for funds that were over $700 million in assets, but was part of a team that managed over $20 billion in assets. So those are some of the largest, and wow. as you know, the smallest has been like $100,000.
My hat to you, Catherine. I really mean that sincerely. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing. So, the T?
T stands for transparency.
Transparency.
Knowing what's inside your portfolio. When the person shows you what your investments are going to be like, can you easily understand it? It should be as simple as knowing what a stock and bond is.
Do I have to learn about cap fund? Do I have to learn about that?
No. But you should know what's inside your mutual funds. If it is a mutual fund, you should be asking, you know, what is inside this mutual fund? Is it a closed-end fund? Are there any exotic instruments involved in this? You know, mm-hmm. especially, the situation like we've had with the subprime. Believe it or not, money markets have had exposure to subprime funds. Just ask the question.
Question, how many people know what's in their portfolio? How many people really know?
Right.
Right?
Right.
You're not answering that, right? Okay, I let you off the hook. I let you off the hook. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. So that's all right. And the S?
The S stands for security and success. When you feel secure with the investment professional that you're working with and you feel secure about the investments that you have and you feel that you can sleep at night, that's a great recipe for a successful investment portfolio over the long term.
Mm-hmm. I think the accessibility to you directly to a private portfolio manager gives anytime you really have a question.
Right.
I think that's great.
Right.
Without being put on hold, or you do get back to people instead of maybe getting the answer in a week or so. Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know,
there's no question that's too silly.
Right. Now, we did talk a little bit about having at least 6 months to cover expenses.
Right.
Personal expenses, direct monies, parked monies for mortgage, food, clothing, utilities, and so forth.
Yes.
So then when we're talking about a portfolio and we're talking about, let's see, people will inherit monies, the new
yes.
wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've never really had money before. Let's just talk about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they have a little bit of savings, let's say $500,000. They have some mm-hmm. real estate. And now all of a sudden they're inheriting X number of dollars. Let's make it a nice
mm-hmm.
round for $1.5 million
right.
from
mm-hmm.
mom and dad. So, and they're not really fluent with stocks and bonds, and they don't really know what to do with it. So they come to you then.
Yes.
What do you do? How do you start?
Well, the first thing I start off with is asking them how much debt they have.
Okay.
And if they do have a lot of debt, especially in credit cards or car loans and things like that, I suggest that they pay off the debt first.
Okay.
And then let's see what we have. It's at that point in time, you really need to sit down and have a conversation with people. Again, you know, how do you picture your life? What do you expect to get out of investing? How much of a return would you like to have? Now that's kind of a most people can't really get their arms around that. So that's why you kind of ask all these questions about what types of vacations do they like to take? What kind of hobbies do they have? Are there any illnesses in the family? Have they saved for their children's college education? There's so many things that come into play.
You're absolutely right. Depending on what age the person is, at let's say
what age they are. So that's why you really need to sit down and have a conversation
mm-hmm,
with people
mm-hmm.
first.
Mm-hmm.
And figure out where this money needs to go. And
I think with a lot of people, whether they're in, let's say, in their 30s or in their 50s, close to 60, I think what always goes well is an income.
Yes.
An income. That always sits very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a monthly income to substitute whatever to their salary.
Right.
Yeah? So, and especially when somebody inherits that kind of money,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they think twice about pursuing their
right.
employment
right.
and really do something that they wanted to do for a long time.
Yes.
Build their own business or do whatever,
mm.
you know. And we need to go for a quick break. Thank you for tuning in to 1490 WGCH, your Life Progress Guide.
This program is sponsored by KMAR Educational Service, www.kmareducation.org. That's KMAREducation.org.
From the WGCH Traffic Center, well, this afternoon as we put the headlights on and head for home, looks like that traffic on the Connecticut Turnpike bunches up north at exit 12 to 14, and then from 19 to 23. Merritt Parkway building up just a bit through Westport, heading into Fairfield 2. Locally around Greenwich and Stamford, we have no report of problems. Our Metro North trains, they're on time. Arrival delays at Newark Liberty Airport. And I'm Matt Ward on 1490 WGCH.
Here is the WGCH Weather Center forecast brought to you by JCPenney. The men's store inside JCPenney is the Dockers headquarters. Get the best selection and great deals on clothing and accessories from Dockers. JCPenney, every day matters.
Updated weather forecast for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures falling into the lower teens. Sunny weather, bitterly cold, highs only lower 20s on Thursday, sunny into the lower 30s by Friday. Steve Pelletieri, Jr., Weather Center Forecast, 1490 WGCH.
It's happening in Greenwich, and you want to be heard on the subject. Where do you turn? To the WGCH Informative Issues and Answers show, Greenwich Matters. Heard every Thursday night at 6 for 2 full hours. Host Sam Romeo will keep you up to date on the political scene in Greenwich, along with decisions made at the state and federal levels that impact Greenwich. And, of course, he'll take your calls at 661-5051. That's Greenwich Matters, every Thursday night at 6 on 1490 WGCH.
We are back. I'm Marietta Kammer, your host of your Life Progress Guide. I'm with Catherine Avery in the studio. Catherine Avery Investment Management of New Canaan. Their website is www.catherineaveryinvest.com. That's Catherine with a C, catherineaveryinvest.com. Thank you so much for coming here today. And we're actually covering facts, how to hire the right professional portfolio manager. Would you go over the facts again, what the facts stand for?
Sure, Marietta. F stands for fees and flexibility. A stands for accessibility, knowing how quickly you can get your money out of the portfolio. C stands for communication, how well you communicate with this individual. Do you like this person that you're talking
you
to?
You have to like the person.
Right. Do you know who's managing your money in the portfolio? And how is this person going to communicate to you your results and progress? And T stands for transparency. Do you know what's inside the portfolio? Do you understand it? Mm-hmm. And the last one, S, stands for security and success. That when you're comfortable with the person that you're working with and you feel comfortable with the assets that you own, that you'll be successful in the long run.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. I'd like to go back to C, communication. Let's say, for instance, I switch over to a new portfolio manager. And we work together for a couple of years, and then somehow I sense that our communication channel will close up at some point. It's just a matter of time. What do I do? What do I do if the communication channel is starting to be dysfunctional for whatever reason? I don't need to give any
right.
Scenarios.
Okay.
Well, it does happen. You know, you start on a new path with an advisor, and then something happens. It's a personal thing. Mm-hmm. And then what do I do?
Well, I think I would probably first open up to that professional about what you feel you're experiencing, mm-hmm. and see if there's anything you can do to change it.
Okay.
Outside of that, I guess you would have to move on.
I would say I did. I like that much better. I mean, how many people say opening up? What do you mean? I need a please. Yeah, would have to move on because
right.
if the communication, we have a business transaction here.
Right.
If our communication is not the way I like it, mm-hmm. We have to move on.
Right.
Yeah, so I can take my portfolio and move on to another person.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I prefer that instead of worrying about all the other things. We did talk a little bit about inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
What about some of the 401k plans that are sitting out there? The money is sitting out there.
Yes.
Right, could we talk a little bit about that? When people leave jobs and they're going with another company and
I have a story, Marietta, about a client of mine, and she asked me, you know, when I acquired the client, she says, I think I need some help. And I said, okay, well, come over and meet you and see if I can help you. And I said, okay, so what's the situation? She says, well, I have all these companies that I used to work for, and I get these statements every once in a while, and they're from my old 401k plans, and I don't know what to do with it. So
we better really listen, everybody out there, listen.
She literally took her pocketbook, overturned it on the table, and out came tons and tons of papers. Some of them were crumpled up. Some of them were in envelopes, not
We've
even
all
opened.
Been there. Right,
we've all
but
been
it, but
there.
It, but it was great, yep. And we kind of laughed about all of this. And she says, "I don't know what to do with this." So I pulled out all the statements and looked at what she had, and I said, you know, I think I can help you. This has just really just been sitting here. Some of the stuff was not even really invested. It was just in cash. And I think we could do better for you. So what we did was we took all of there were five 401ks plans, and we took them and we put them into one IRA rollover account.
Mm-hmm.
And we set out a plan for her. And I said, this will now be monitored. You'll get one statement a month. You'll get a quarterly update of how your portfolio is doing. And we will actively manage the portfolio so that you can take advantages of trimming back positions when they're doing well and putting things into areas of the market that are not doing as well. something that I call smart rebalancing. You know, it's the old thing, you want to buy low and sell high. Mm-hmm. But by having somebody finally looking at this, you can do much better in the market.
Yeah.
And she's much happier now because she has everything all in one spot. There's one person she has to talk to. And
I think the pocketbook was getting filled, right?
Well,
you know, this is from the old saying. Remember, accountants years and years ago said to us, well, if you can't keep records properly, at least put it in a shoebox. Put it all together.
Yes.
You know, I followed that system for a while, too, uh-huh. and everything goes in that box. I don't lose anything. Mm-hmm. I keep everything. Mm-hmm. But it's a shoebox, mm-hmm. and it just gets emptied once a year as well. Mm-hmm. I'm exaggerating a little bit now.
And, you know, just going back to that whole point of communication, nobody ever really talks to people about what's in their 401ks. It didn't dawn on me until I was getting my hair done at the hairdresser's, and she was working at another salon at some point in time. And she said to me, you know, you're a financial person. I said, yes, I am. Well, I have this 401k at this old job that I used to work at, and if I don't move it by the end of next week, I'm going to lose it.
Really?
And I was a little shocked, but I said, okay, I need to, you know.
Get in the car.
Try and
we'll
help her out.
See
what we can do to help her. And I said, well, how come you've waited so long to move it? She said, well, I really don't know what's in it, so I have no relation to it.
Wow.
And that kind of rang a bell in my head and saying that, well, you know, if maybe there was somebody there who talked to her about what was in her 401k, she would have more of an ownership to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I like to do with clients is sit down and talk to them about what's in their portfolio. Even if they don't really like to talk about it, at least for 5 or 10 minutes, just quickly go through and say, this is what you own and this is why you own it.
Exactly.
And this is what our plan is. And then after that 10 minutes, we could talk about anything else that you want.
Exactly. And the 401k came to mind today while we were talking on the phone. I had a situation. This is a real case situation. Well, I guess we're going to have to do that in our next show with Catherine Avery. But we'll be talking about a lot of things, 401k plans, annuities, retirement planning, long-term care, and we will have Catherine Avery back this month. I will announce the date. And I want to thank you for listening, and please do give us a call at, Catherine, what is your telephone number?
203-966-2712.
Right, and Catherine's website is www.CatherineAveryInvest.com. That's Catherine with a C. And I want to thank you for tuning in today, and Happy New Year, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.
The voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Live from